And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wiley Post. Finally, the puppet has been offended, not by the hundreds of North Carolinians who have flocked to Raleigh every Monday for the past Moral Monday protest, not by the NAACP who has called out McCrory on how he has lost all control of his party in the General Assembly, not by the local papers that have been reporting his far-right agenda that has passed through this General Assembly, not even by Rachel Nash here at WCHL. He was offended by a newspaper editor 512 miles away in New York City, and not even a registered voter of North Carolina. Yes, our puppet governor was offended and replied to an article in the Times that called out his far-right agenda for the whole world to see. It told all America how, in January, after the election of Pat McCrory as a moderate governor, how the GOP took control of both legislative branches for the first time since Reconstruction. Since then, state government has become a demolition derby, tearing down years of progress in public education, tax policy, racial equality in the courtroom, and access to the ballot box. How could this be offensive? It's the truth. Our state has the fifth highest unemployment rate in the country, and many Republicans insulted the workers by blaming their joblessness on generous benefits. The cruelest decision by lawmakers went into effect this month, ending federal unemployment benefits for 70,000 residents. Another 100,000 will lose their checks later this year because our elected officials chose to give in to the corporations and not pass a jobs bill that is desperately needed. Those still receiving benefits will find that they have been cut by a third to a maximum of only $350 a week from $535. And the length of time they can receive benefits has been slashed from 26 weeks to as few as 12. In fact, North Carolina is the only state that has turned down long-term federal benefits because it wants to pay back the $2.5 billion it owes to Washington 3 years sooner. How could this be offensive? It's the truth. So my question to the puppet, how can the truth be so offensive that you had to reply to him and not your voters? North Carolina was once considered a beacon of farsightedness of the South, an exception in a region of poor education, intolerance, and tight-fistedness. In a few short months, Republicans have begun to dismantle a reputation that took years to build with a new tax policy that will benefit Art Pope both as a citizen and a businessman, lowering his personal and corporate tax bill to zero. How could this be offensive? It's the truth. And this is Wiley Post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM. WCHL.